Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Terror's Mysterio Legacy and Dungeons and Dragons.
And chess.
And sex.
And chess.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And what?
Chess. C-H-E-S-S.
Oh, chess.
Yeah, the original role-playing game.
The original role-playing game. I thought you said sex. I think that would be the original role-playing game.
You're probably right.
Huh?
You're probably right. Adam probably said to... Probably Adam said to Eve... Okay, you pretend to be the cow, and I'll pretend to be the bull.
Excellent. All right. No, because this has lead in it. We don't want people to think it don't. We are at China Mart shopping for solder. And if you listen to our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast, you'll know why.
Okay. Right, and you want
this may or may not
solder.
Have lead. Yeah, this may or may not have lead in it. There's no warning saying there is, or the other one had a warning saying there was.
Right. Well, the lead-free stuff may not be any better for you, but at least it doesn't have lead in it.
No, I don't think that's open. And it'd be a further walk. Sure.
Probably the safest solder to use for your pipes would be something that's pure silver or a mixture of silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
But
yeah, but that's
they're not likely,
funny.
They're not likely to do that.
Not likely. She's cute. Anyways, probably too young, though. She's probably a
Always.
Childbearing age. I don't need any CBHs.
Out in California, some of the people I delivered mail to were grandmothers, still. Of childbearing age.
Yeah, I'm good. Why are you so impatient?
Can you explain to me in what world a woman who just turned 30 has a grandchild.
Not a very good one.
Oakland, California. Lots of them.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, in some countries, they start breeding when you start bleeding.
That's pretty much precisely what happened. And I'd be delivering both welfare checks to the same house.
Well, the welfare part's not a good thing.
You know, nor is the getting pregnant at around 14.
Depends on your culture, your environment, your religion, your upbringing.
And how healthy you want the mother to be.
Ooh, $1. Well, $1 plus theft. China Mart has Reese's king size stuff on discount for uno fiat currency dinero. What are you sharpening?
I didn't see a business. I'm chewing salad.
Yeah. You can just see a business, what?
I can just see a business refusing to collect taxes on the basis that they will not receive stolen property.
Oh, that would be DD&D Off-Grid Organic Farm and Retreat.
Right.
And another place that we know of that claims, or I'm not sorry, it doesn't claim, that states he is not a business.
Yep.
He doesn't give receipts, and he doesn't charge that.
Yep. Well, and as we heard Tuesday night from whatever her name is, you don't need to keep paperwork. You don't need a receipt if you're not keeping paperwork. And you don't need paperwork if it's a non-taxable event.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't keep receipts for things that I don't have to worry about writing off on my taxes. Or if there's no warranty for it, I don't keep it. I throw it away. I recycle it.
That's a good point. Warranty is a good reason to keep a receipt.
Those are the only two reasons. Well, yeah. Well, that there's actually another reason too. You know, bookkeeping. If you're a business and you're trying to keep track of your profits and losses, your bottom line, stuff like that, then you're going to want to keep track of all that stuff. But,
right. And keeping books is effectively keeping a receipt.
Right. Well, you keep receipts to back up your books. Because, I mean, if I'm a business, a big business, and I got a bookkeeper, and they're just arbitrarily putting numbers in the system like someone we know would do, like the trick, then we would want some sort of evidence to back up their claim. If there's no receipt, it didn't happen. And that's what the world order does, too. I mean, they're charging you theft and on your fake money. And if you want to get some of your fake money back from the criminals, you've got to have a receipt to prove that you have a deduction. And if you don't have a receipt, it didn't happen. So the same would be in a lawful environment.
Right.
But yeah, I was just telling my roommate about CES, Community Exchange System. They have what I call 4% tax, but it's not really a tax. It's an administration fee.
Yeah, it's an administrative fee. And it can be waived. It can be waived. If the administrator finds that he has a backlog of funds,
right,
he's not going to know what to do with it, and he may well say, you know what?
Well, yeah, if he's doing a sufficient job and he's got plenty of people coming to him, and he's got money in the bank or the whatever you want to call it,
it's
time bank.
It's a fund.
If he's it's a fund to do administrative work and to pay himself for administration.
Right.
Or if he has employees, to pay his employees to administrate the paperwork. So if he's making enough money,
enough credits
to support himself and his employees, or whatever the case may be, then he can lower the administration fee or waive it altogether.
Yeah, if he's got things running smoothly enough that he doesn't have to do very much at all, you know.
Right.
And, you know, then all he has to do is pay for wear and tear on his computer.
Right, but they've already concluded that 4% is the maximum you need in order to be operational. Not 25% to 30% like the New World, or like the World Order does.
Right.
And they're charging theft or tax on everything. Income theft, sales tax, the whole nine yards, but sales tax is up to 10% and 15% in some places, where they, you know, that's almost five times what it really needs to be. They don't need to charge that much. I mean, I agree that there ought to be a tax, but 4% should be the max. I mean, shoot, we left England for a 5% tax, and it was only a tax on tea.
So they tell us.
So they tell us, correct. But, I mean, even if that's true, you know, we quit a freaking country because of a 5% tax. But yet we put up with, you know, five times that, if not more, here.
Right. Well, you get what you pay for.
Well, we're not getting what we're paying for.
No, we're getting exactly what we're paying for.
Well, yeah, but we're not getting what we're thinking we're paying for.
That's true.
We're not getting what we're being told we're paying for.
This is true.
Therefore, we're not getting what we're paying for.
Well,
because we're paying for what we think we're paying for, but we're not really getting what we are paying for. You know, if you knew that you were paying for them to enslave us, I mean, if more people realized that they were paying for them to cause harm to us, less people would pay it.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of us that are aware of it. Ow! 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 Ow!
That
screen door set on my heel.
That did not feel. That did not sound like it felt good.
Okay. Still smarts a little bit. Okay.
Only a little.
You got that torch? Okay. All right, yeah, just set it over there. Where's the other two? Oh, the other one. We got gas, electric, or gas and water. Electric and water. Gas will come later. Okay. Anyhow, yeah, basically, most people think that it's normal, that it's natural, that we're supposed to, and that we're getting all these services, you know, blah, 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 so it's adequate. And the majority rules, unfortunately. And so we got a lighter. Oh, it's got a lighter on it. Okay. Igniter. And so I can do both. And so the rest of us that are awake don't have a choice. But we have a choice. But we don't feel like we have a choice, because if we don't pay our theft, then the government's going to come and steal other property from us, you know, and potentially kill us or throw us in prison if we don't comply with their demands. So until we can wake up the majority, we're stuck like Chuck. Or go off the grid like David Ray, but even he pays taxes.
I'm not entirely against taxes. I am against the way they're being paid, though.
Wow, this is really thin solder. I'm going to be using half of this whole roll. Yes. I'm against how they're being paid. I'm against how much we're paying. And I'm against what they're using them for.
Right, and whether you appreciate it or not, I actually pay a pretty hefty tax. You know, for those of you who are listening, I actually pay a pretty hefty tax because I'm not participating in a lot of your system. I have pulled away from that. I don't participate on it on purpose. I don't add stress to it.
I can
say it better. I look for systems that don't require your guys' taxes. I'm not mooching. I'm the anti-moocher.
I'm going to burn the house down.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. We are going to do some solder work. Burn out all the water. Burn up the paint. Get the thing down.
Yeah, you can tell this is live because live things are happening in the background.
I thought you ran the torch way down here to suck the fucking solder in. Oh, maybe that's not. I haven't done this in years. I know the process, but it was in quick prep. Yeah, there's still moisture in there. Whoa!
sun is out. Because the water's still in there.
Yeah.
Still made me jump. I knew it was coming.
Peek in the mirror.
Oh, right there. All right. Not doing a very good job at it. Well, I was right about one thing. I'm going to use this whole roll. I'm going to have
you
to
said half.
More.
You said half.
Did I say half?
Yes, you did.
Now I'm going to end up using it all. Maybe we should pinch it over like David Ray was talking about.
Maybe.
And then
no.
Huh?
No. No, you only do that if you don't have the appropriate stuff you're supposed to have.
Well, it needs to be re-spliced anyways.
All right.
I'll keep trying. I put the pliers in by my bed.
And it also depends on how thick the copper is and how tightly you can squeeze.
It's just the water line that goes to the refrigerator.
Which is a real thin pipe?
It's small.
Right. But, you know, they used to make things thicker back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that thick.
Okay. Then you should be able to squeeze it flat.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to do that.
Yep.
Well, yeah, probably especially since I just heated it up too.
I would probably take a hammer and a small anvil of some sort and tap it flat and then fold it and tap it folded. And then when you fold it, ideally you want to fold it over enough that you include the folded over portion in the second folding over.
Okay.
That might not happen, but, you know, ideally.
If I can reach it.
And if you can solder the end of that before you start folding, that'd probably be best. Probably don't need to do anything else if you can solder the end of it.
Yeah, it's still got water in it. So the soldering it is a little difficult.
Right.
And I don't
have
a lot of room to work.
Get yourself, before you start squeezing it, get yourself a gel cap pill of any kind and shove it up in there. And then when you heat it up, all the water will go away and there won't be any dripping.
I've already set the water off and I can't shove the gel cap in there because I can't get access to the other end.
Here's the air fire.
You got to put the gel cap into the.
You shove it in the end that you're working on. If you haven't already crushed it. That stops the water from flowing toward what you're working on.
Oh. That doesn't even make any sense. But okay.
It does.
Maybe to the rocket scientist. But in practical application, I don't think it does.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I've done it before. It works great.
Pull it all the way through and pull it out here.
Can't pull it all the way through.
Out there. Over there.
Well, we break it off over there, or we can pull it all the way through.
No.
Pull what all the way through?
Pull it through the cabinet and pull it out right here so you can work on it.
Boldly folding where no man dared hold before.
You guys done the podcast?
You what?
You done a podcast?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysterio Legacy, and Dungeons and Dragons. There. I've folded it at least three times, I think.
Holy
now,
shit.
Now, I will fire up the solder and make sure it's completely closed off. You want to hold the piping? Piping hot.
You want to hold the hot end of this pipe? No.
You know what? I think this is good. See? Yeah, we don't need the solder. We don't need those stinking solders that keep falling on the ground.
You didn't put any flux on it, did you?
Flux, I tell you, get some flux. We couldn't find it.
Flux cleans the surface, and it sticks to a clean surface. White vinegar might work. It'll stink like all hell, though.
That's all right. I'm just going to fold it some more to be safe.
Get a hammer and tap it. That'll make it nice and tight.
Hammer right there.
That's what she said.
Hammer it tight.
Tap it with your hammer. It's good. It's not going anywhere. I've already folded it 3 times or more. Now folding it another once, 2 or 3 times more. It's not going anywhere. And if they don't know, this has been closed off. They got some problems. All
right. Well, are we getting any ice cubes?
Right here. Oh, no. Oh, it's turning on right now. Well, let's just cool down for There we go. All right. So, what's on the agenda for the D&D podcast?
I don't know. I'm seeing what you can build if you have what materials.
Ah, well, I guess we could start out by talking about my dream.
Yes, he's been playing this game so much, he now dreams about it accurately.
Accurately. Before, I was having dreams. More or less nightmares about Bar coming in and destroying or doing facetious things inside my base or whatnot. Like one time I dreamt that they somehow got in my base and built stairs inside my base into a basically trap downstairs so that I could not destroy the stairs, kind of like the trap that, you know, the booby traps that they created all over the server.
Right.
I dreamt that they created one of those inside our base.
Right, so somebody built one of those and told you, you said, that ain't cool, and you said, well, do something about it.
Oh, yeah, Polar Star. I went into one of his booby traps, thinking there was a store down there underground,
right?
Because it was in the market area of Gale, right off 250 Road. So you expect there to be merchants there, because that's like the Silk Road.
Yeah.
So I go down the stairwell, thinking there's, you know, more stuff to buy. And it's a booby trap, and I get fired at by, like, I don't know, I'm guessing 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 25 towers comes firing at me at once, and I barely make it out alive. And I'm like, whoa, who built this booby trap at these coordinates? And Polar said, I did. Got a problem? Or is there a problem? And I said,
yeah, there's a booby trap at these coordinates.
Yeah. So I said, not cool. I almost died. And he said, well, do something about it. And then, of course, I replied, you know I can't. And I left it at that because I'm not going to, you know, wage a war for my tribe against the biggest tribe, most powerful tribe in the kingdom, who wants to, you know, exercise their power over the smaller tribes.
Right.
Because they're just looking for someone to challenge them. They want war.
Talking of which, I heard somebody challenged them.
Yeah, we need somebody to challenge them.
I heard somebody did.
Who?
Somebody went down that hole and has been eating up their arrows.
Oh, cool.
So, that's going to be interesting. See what they do about it. I mean, eventually their towers are going to run out of tool. Don't they have a stone where if you get killed, you pop right back where the stone was?
Oh, the tile.
Yeah, the tile. Yeah, the tile, whatever that tile is called.
Well, yeah, if you've got the sufficient material in order to put it down where the booby trap is, you go down there, click on it real quick, place the deal, and that way you just keep popping back right there over and over and over and over and over and over.
Right. Unending until they're out of arrows.
That'd be freaking cool. All right, let's do it.
Well, I think this guy's already kind of doing it.
Well, we're going to do it too.
Yeah, I saw him walking. He doesn't have one of those things, but I saw him walking. I guess he gets teleported back to, whatchamacallit, Crossroads.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, that's not the only one, though. I mean, if he wants to go for some of the others, he's got a long walk.
Right. And so once you've
once you've disabled one of those, you identify who created it, and then you grief them. You know, build a wall around their door, things like that. You know, it won't take them long to ship through it. But plant a tower right in front of their door.
You know, I didn't think about this until just now, but if you're strong enough, you could go down into one of those and build walls around their towers, and then they're no longer booby traps.
That's a good point. And as long as your walls don't touch their walls, they're your walls. And then you could build your towers. You could build your towers inside your walls. And,
I think I'm going to do that.
And I saw...
He told me to do something about it, so I'm gonna do something about it. I'm gonna go and have my button ready to build a wall, and I'm gonna go down there and place a wall.
You got a point. Yeah, just a couple of walls would block off some of the towers from shooting at you.
It would render the booby trap useless.
Well, no, I mean, you know, just going down there and dropping a few walls from the start would block some of the arrows.
Exactly. So all you got to do.
And so every time you go down, it makes it that much easier to put the next wall.
Exactly. All you got to do is put down one wall, or, you know, one block at a time. Go down. Put up a block, go back up. Rejuvenate, go back down, put up a wall, come back up.
Yeah. And then they got to go and they got to pick up those walls.
They got to take out the walls, yeah.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
There you go. And then that way, you're taking a Gandhi approach.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw somebody talking about building a wall around the entrance.
Well, Barr already did that.
Barr built a wall around the entrance?
Yeah. Oh, no, not the entrance. They built a wall around everywhere else but the entrance. And then they put up towers at the entrance to where no noob could get through. If you were weak enough to die from the towers the first time you went through, you won't make it through another time. Each time you die, you get weaker. So the administrators did an update so you could not build on the edge of the map anymore. And that's why we can't build on the edge of the map.
Right.
And that's probably also why they made Wellington.
Right. I know so people in Wellington will still attack you. And I'm pretty sure they can break your walls. As a matter of fact, I know they can.
You got to have sufficient mist in order to break walls.
Right. Yep.
So back to my dream.
Yeah, let's hear your dream. This amazing dream.
Amazing dream. Anyway. Yeah, today I took a power nap and I woke up and dreamt that someone had breached my castle walls. You see, recently I've downsized our base because a few of our team members are no longer team members anymore. And I just couldn't keep up with it myself. It was a huge base. So I ended up downsizing. And, of course, Barr, which we already knew, took over the part that I let go because they've been trying to accumulate that base this whole time. They've been raiding us. They've been creating problems for us. And they've always have. And that's why Anastasia wanted to move.
Right.
In the first place and created more problems.
Theft by harassment.
Well, she wanted to move because of the harassment. She didn't want to be by Barr. Blah, blah, blah. But she made a mistake whenever she built our new base. She dug up Barr's road. It wasn't really Barr's road, but they built the road. It was the main road. It was 2500 road, the Silk Road. She dug it up and built our base over the top of it.
Right.
And so that got us KOS and basically created havoc within the kingdom. And then Anastasia quit. Drafter pretty much quit. Wish quit. Ryko quit. Stormrunner quit. Arwen quit. And
I think I've seen Wish around.
Slyfox quit. Anastasia came back. Wish was gone for a little while, but he's back on the game. But basically, the only one that came back was Anastasia. I'm not Anastasia. She's the one who created the problem. Arwen. And Arwen has been a key player. But, you know, she wants to move just like Anastasia wanted to move. And so she's not happy there, so she hasn't been really helping me with the base. She's been out trying to build a new base somewhere else.
Right.
Which I somewhat encouraged because I partly agree with her, even though we have a good location. And,
well, how good of a location can it be if the neighbor is constantly shooting his guns at us?
I'm talking about the coordinates is a good location.
Yeah, well.
So, anyways, So I didn't really want to move. I was wanting to stay there and challenge Barb without actually challenging Barb. You know, stand up to the bully. Don't let them just walk all over you. Don't move because they want you to. I already did that once when I was a weaker player.
Love it or leave it.
Yeah. So anyways, I downsized the base because I couldn't keep up with it. And basically just kept like 15 by 100 paces. You know, 15 by 100, you know, squares. And I'm still barely able to maintain that, but I'm able to maintain that on my own. So, I dreamt today that part of it that I haven't developed yet had got broken into, and someone built their base inside our walls. Now, of course, in the dream, I was like, well, to hell with these guys. I'm going to rebuild my walls, and they're not going to be able to get in their base. And I'll just let their base deteriorate until I can basically consume my own property again. Well, when I woke up to log into the game, lo and behold, not the person that was in the dream, but someone else, was trying to breach the wall so they could take it over. Well, I don't know what their agenda was, but they were trying to breach the wall. And so I stood there and watched, waiting for them to repair their hammer so that I could start repairing the wall. And then they stopped and realized I was standing there, and they ran off. So I repaired the wall. So I repaired the walls and then got my battle gear on.
Now, did you hover your mouse over them or whatever and figure out exactly who they were?
I did, and their names were on my towers on the other side of the castle where I have actually been working on making improvements. Okay. So.
Right.
So I recognized them as perpetrators. Because the towers tell who attacks the walls.
Perps.
Yeah. The towers identify who tried to attack your walls or who penetrated or tried to penetrate your walls. So, so I recognize their names. So I got my battle gear on, and I was ready. I was ready for a fight after I repaired the damage that they did. Sure enough, they came back. So I went after them. And they ran. I didn't kill them. I only hit them twice and weakened them a little bit. And
But they ran off, so I didn't pursue them. I just wanted to scare them. And then they're like, after they ran off to a safe place, they messaged me in chat, says, "You're one scary kitty," because I have my character is a cat. They go, "You're one scary kitty, Kano." I said, "Don't attack my stuff again."
Wow.
Rawr. And they said they thought it was abandoned because the walls were starting to crack.
Yeah, liars. Liars. They knew it wasn't abandoned when they ran off from you in the first place.
Oh, yeah. And I accepted their excuse even though I knew it was a lie. And basically told them that I was busy working on my farm in real life. And I told them that I hadn't put up towers in that section of the base yet, but that's what I'm working on next.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. But they essentially threatened me because they also said that I didn't damage them very much. And they said, we'll be visiting you in 30 levels.
In what?
In 30 levels. He was like level 30 and I was level 40. So he was thinking, when I get to level 60, I'm going to come back and get you.
Okay, so you basically need to kill him repeatedly so he's back to zero.
No, or just build up my defenses so he moves on to somebody else. But yeah. But I've already reincarnated a few times, so I'm actually, my level 41 is actually level, like 100. Well, more like 100. No, I'm more like level 80. And I'm not exactly sure how that works. But basically, every time you reincarnate, you lock in 10 levels. So I've reincarnated 4 times. I've locked in 40 levels. I'm already level 40. Therefore, I'm like level 80. You can kill me down to level 1, but I'll still be level 40.
Right. So you can do me damage, but it ain't going to last. It ain't going to be as effective as you think it is.
Right, basically. Right. So every time I do a reincarnation, I'm locking in 10 levels to where they can't weaken me. So these people that don't reincarnate, they get up to like level 500 or whatever. If you can knock them down a level, you can essentially knock them down 500 level, and then they're noobs again.
Okay.
They'll just be powerful noobs, like your one guy, who you don't worry about leveling up with.
Okay.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. I love Christmas shopping at the mall. I get knocked down, but I get up again. I love battling towers with Bar. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Bar's not going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Could use some work.
area. Well, dang darn diddly. Oh, and if you listen to this podcast, go to MysteriaLegacy.wiki. I'm working on a new Wikipedia for Mystera Legacy.
Yeah.
Because the old one is biased.
No.
Never!
New one's probably going to be biased too.
Well, it won't be as biased. Let's put it that way.
Is that your biased opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get knocked down. So yeah, I dreamt a thing was happening, and it had happened. And it hadn't happened yet, but it was in the process of happening.
And
I prevented it.
Yep. Tell them it was your psychic warning system. They better watch it. They better look out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. You cannot use a chef's charm until you're level 4. What's the point in that limitation?
You can't use a what?
A chef's charm until you're level 4.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure either, but it's something you can make.
A charm?
Yep, it's a charm.
Okay.
He gives you +1 armor, +3 farming, +5 cooking, +3 foraging.
Oh. Okay, I never used that.
Probably not. It's probably not worth it.
Well, it depends.
But if you're going to prevent people from using it before level 4, what's the point in preventing them from using it at all? Is there something in Noobsville that can be damaged if you use one?
No. I don't think so, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
It's for foraging.
Right. So it increases your foraging and farming skills and
cooking.
Yeah, but if you're lower than level 4, you should still be... Oh, you said Noobsville.
Yeah. Is there something in Noobsville that would be damaged by you having one of these? You know? You can actually get pretty high level in Noobsville before they kick you out.
True that.
But, you know, eventually you'll hit the time limit and they kick you out.
Yeah, a certain age, time, or level.
Honestly, I think they just made up stuff and threw it in the game.
Well, of course, that's how you make stuff up.
It wasn't necessarily thought out.
They're making improvements as they go.
Right. And so hopefully they'll drop certain items that never get used. If it gets used, go ahead and keep it. But if it never gets used, oh no, leave it there. Maybe somebody will figure out a good use for it.
Well, that deal is good for foraging, if you like to forage. I mean, gardeners use it all the time. You're more of a gardener than I am, so you would use it more than I would. There's also a crafting smelting ring. If you do a lot of crafting and smelting, then you would want to use that ring. I never use it.
Because you're a taker, not a maker.
No. I'm not a manufacturer. I don't make things a lot. I just make them when I need them.
Yeah, and I'm an asshole and you're not, so.
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
Fucking jerk, fucking jerk, fucking jerk. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Eat shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking jerk, fucking jerk, fucking jerk. You're an asshole. Eat shit. Fuck you.
Can we say that on here?
I don't see why not. I just have to mark the adult content disclaimer. Danny.
Right.
This podcast may, let me see here, explicit content. Yes.
Occasionally.
Select yes if this pod episode contains explicit language or adult content. Define explicit.
Right.
I mean, there's PG movies out there that got cuss words and even nudity in them. Or borderline nudity.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, that's in the eye of the beholder.
Well, yeah. I think the Romans came along and they saw the Greek stuff, their mosaics and stuff on the wall, and they very carefully chipped out the genitalia that was shown in the mosaics. Not that there was much detail to be seen, but, you know, it's clear that the mosaics showed people running around naked, and they put in new tiles that showed them wearing something over those parts.
Right?
It was unacceptable to the Romans. For a society that produced, what's his name? He was a pretty evil guy.
Caesar.
He burned Rome. He was actually known for his big orgies.
Nice.
Can't remember his name, though.
What's his phone number?
Yeah, he's long dead.
Darn.
Yep.
Yep. I did a boo-boo.
You did a boo-boo?
Yeah, I just uploaded 2 podcasts with the date of 7/10 when they were 7/8.
Well, I'm glad you clarified, because I was about to tell you, you know, that's why they sell new underwear.
Huh?
Huh? You did a boo-boo.
Oh, boo-boo, yeah.
What do you call me when I do that? Oh, fucking jerk. You're an asshole.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I say when you drive in the ditch. That's what I say when you drive into the ditch. At full speed. I will admit, though, you maintain control, even though... Oh, my.
I scared the bejesus out of you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. In times of stress, I curse. That was clearly a time of stress.
Chicken. Yeah, I know how to freak David out. I just drive crazy.
Yep.
Stone cold crazy, yo.
Something like that. Yay. I know it's not terribly important, but they've got a database that's got all these things put in a certain order. And when you come up with certain materials, they show you more things. But they're all in their certain order. They obviously have some sort of index. And they kind of show you on a two-tiered basis. They show you things that you can't make yet, but you've got some of the components. And actually I found there's 5 items that if you have nothing in your inventory, these 5 items show up regardless. So they're kind of like markers. right. So I've been trying, you know, when you've got all the materials, it puts it up front. But if you've only got a few things that triggered that to put it in your list, they fall in a certain order. And I've been trying to discern what that order is that they're in.
The world order.
Yes, yes. It's a Mysteria Legacy World Order. And someday they might have a new order. So it'd be a new world order for Mysteria Legacy.
Something of that nature. Yeah, they would be the UN or the world order.
Too far.
It's, I did it again.
Wonder if anybody's ever taken the time to just type in random commands just to see if there's anything that works.
Oh, that was a very short podcast. It was only 14 megabytes.
Right, or it was recorded in low res.
Or nothing.
Right.
I think that was the week I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Kano not knowing what to say?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That never happens.
Never say never.
So this grass band, it goes around your finger apparently.
Yeah, it's a ring.
Yeah. There we go. A flint dagger.
Yeah, what's a blunt dagger?
I don't know. I haven't seen that yet, but somebody was buying them. And somebody sold them one.
Somebody's buying them and somebody's selling them. Not us.
What's up with that?
We don't have the money or the power. I don't have the power to use it, probably. It's probably a high-end dagger.
Right.
The highest dagger I've been able to use is a bronze dagger. No, an iron dagger. I think it's like level 50 or 60, but I reincarnate when I get to level 60.
There you go. Oh, my. So the cats. I think your mom's cat will be fine. But I want to be there when it's out.
So you put him back in a cage?
I did. I put him back in his cage.
Okay. How's he?
He came out. He was hiding down underneath all the equipment in the cat house. And he came out when I called. And Orange was there, and he came out next to Orange. It wasn't a problem. But I picked him up, and I carried him to his cage and stuck him in, fed him, topped off his water, and there you go.
Cool.
So I'll see him tomorrow afternoon. And I'll probably turn him loose right away.
Cool.
Yep. I think I'm just going to spend a lot of time packing up my stuff here tomorrow to get the heck out of here. So if the only thing that's left is someplace for me to sleep.
What happened to your camper?
My camper's not here. Bill and Shirley.
Gotcha.
I need to clean that up too, but. Yeah.
We got that new camper at the top of the hill.
That's true. I could set up a cot in that and probably sleep quite comfortably. As long as I put my shoes on before I got out. Do plan on cleaning it up. Even if we use it for a utility shed, it needs to be reordered, whatever.
After I update all of these podcasts, I gotta work on doing a reformat. I gotta back up all my stuff and insert that new operating system and reformat my computer.
Sounds painful.
It is a little bit. I need to do it.
Yeah, I just put it off until the computer breaks.
Yeah. Not why. So I'm now updating July 15th podcast. Getting ready to do the next one.
Interesting.
We got the 22nd, the 29th, and then today. So I got 3 weeks I gotta do still. Now downloading the 22nd.
I tell you one detrimental thing that this game has done to me. I keep using WSD to try to move the cursor.
What is that?
WASD?
I don't use the PC.
Oh, WASD is how you move the character around. It's pretty standard in most games.
Oh, W would be north, A would be west, S
yep.
would be south, and D would be east.
Yeah, something like that.
If you're facing north. IRL.
IRL.
Yeah.
I don't know what IRL is.
In real life.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, my daughter used to do that stuff to me. I should have caught it. IDK.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, IDK either.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah, me too.
I got my orientation tomorrow for my new job.
What's that?
Just over broke.
Just over broke. Yeah, yeah. Because if they paid you any more.
So I'm going to do one more a week podcast worth of uploading, and then I'll just be 2 weeks behind.
Sounds good.
This week and last week. So yeah, Mystera Legacy. I'm probably not going to get on and play tonight. I might get on and play a little bit, but pretty much.
I suppose technically I'm playing right now. Garbage bin.
Oh, yeah, you can make a garbage bin.
Yep. When we're red on it, it actually does stuff. people can go pick up your garbage from the underworld.
Pick up your garbage.
The stuff you throw down the garbage bin.
Oh, it goes in the underworld?
Yeah. It ends up in the bone piles.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, and the stuff you lose. If you don't pick it up in an hour, it ends up down in the underworld in the bone piles. At least that's per that's per the user guide. How real that is, I don't know.
That's actually kind of cool. Makes me want to go to the underworld.
Well, yeah, you should be in the first place. You sent me that one video of that one guy mining.
Oh, Edgy.
Yeah. After his video, some other video came on, also Mysteria Legacy, and it showed somebody doing level underworld level 150.
Yeah.
Pretty damn intense. But from what I could see, there's no need to buy, sell, and trade once you're working the underworld.
Why?
Because you'll be picking up anything, any powerful item you want, you'll be picking up down there. And,
right.
You know, as long as you spend your miss points, because I don't think any of my upgrades got damaged when I got hurt, you know, when I was killed. So you keep building those up, and that's permanent on your character.
Okay.
So. Darn it. Yeah, so spend your, don't let your miss points get too big. Spend them as quickly as you can. Put them into the upgrades.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
I mean, the only time I don't spend them right away is when I'm building stuff.
I almost died. I just got logged out.
You spend diamonds on these things?
Diamonds on what thing?
These costumes.
Yeah.
Once you buy the costume, it's yours permanently, right?
Yeah.
Nobody can steal it from you.
Nope.
You can't give it to anybody.
Nope.
I'm just looking at the outlines. Some of these are pretty gross looking.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Here's a costume that costs you 250. Or you can be the dragon.
The green dragon?
I don't know. It just gives me an outline.
No.
Oh, here's one that costs you 300. Number 144. Oh, boy. So I know plenty of people walk past my place. I'm wondering how long it'll be before my store is operational and people actually start buying stuff from it.
Don't know.
Okay, here's a question. Do you have to access the table from the backside to get stuff out of it?
No. Any angle works.
But you gotta be on the backside in order to load it up with stuff.
Yeah, you can't slide it over the table if it's your table. You know how you can create a donation table?
Yeah, that was my next question. How do you create a donation table?
You basically clear the item twice, and it turns it into a donation table.
Excellent.
You can't donate stuff to yourself.
Right.
So you can't run up to your base and drop something and then clear the table or drop something and then slide it over the table. It has to be you'll have to actually go inside and drop the item on the inside.
No, but with a little creativity, you could arrange it so that somebody else could drop stuff that's sold at your table.
I don't understand.
Where does it end up when you push it off over the table?
It ends up on the other side.
Ends up on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
And it just piles up there. All right.
Yeah.
So if you got two tables at a right angle to each other, and one of them is a donation table, and somebody donates stuff that lands in the area where items are sold from another table.
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
All right. And so basically that combination would be a donation tax, basically. Somebody comes along, they buys the items sitting there. Or a silver, or a wood, or a whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Part of what I'm trying to figure out by charting all this stuff, there's a girl who sells potions. And I think she charges the same as the standard price for aloe leaves. But economically, that doesn't make sense. because I think it takes 3 aloe leaves and some mud and a few other things to make the potion.
Okay.
But she sells them at the same price everybody else sells an aloe leaf.
Interesting.
I don't want to argue with her, but it just seems counterproductive to me.
Counterproductive.
Yep. Oh, how much longer we got?
We got 0 minutes remaining.
That's good. Because I can't take any more. I'm out of it.
All right, good night.
All right, folks, that concludes this. Well, we got 7 minutes remaining. What are you talking about? That nearly concludes our Demented Dungeons & Dragons podcast, where we talk about anything and everything, including but not limited to Demented Dungeons & Dragons. No. Except for Dungeons and, including Dungeons & Dragons. Feral Kingdom.
Including but
Red
not
Tower.
Limited to.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Okay. This concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything including, but not limited to, Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wise guy, eh? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like
I
that.
I gotta upload 2 more podcasts, and then I'm calling it a night. So long.
Farewell. I'll be the same. Goodbye.
Goodbye.